you have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at laist.com/sweeps.
Good morning. It's Monday, September 13th. I'm Tammy Trujillo, and you're listening to the LA Report from KPCC and LAist.com. Here's your morning news. President Joe Biden making two stops in California today during a wider tour of the West. It includes a stop in Long Beach. Cap Radio's Nicole Nixon has the details.
Biden will start his trip in Boise, Idaho this morning, then stop in Sacramento to talk with local fire officials. He'll take an aerial tour of damage from the Caldor Fire over El Dorado County. In the evening, he'll head to Long Beach for a campaign stop with Governor Gavin Newsom, who faces a recall election tomorrow. The election will determine whether Newsom finishes his first term as governor or is removed from office. The president will spend the night in Southern California before making another stop in Denver on Tuesday. In Sacramento, I'm Nicole Nixon.
LA counties open more vote centers in advance of the final day of the voting tomorrow in the gubernatorial recall election. They're open from 10 in the morning through 7 at night for in-person voting, and you can also drop off a filled-out ballot there. And there are also some 400 official ballot drop boxes throughout the county. You can find a vote center or a drop box at lavote.net. And if you have any last-minute questions about the election, make sure to check out our recall voter guide. You can find it on the homepage of our website, laist.com. That's L-A-I-S-T. California lawmakers wrapped up their legislative session over the weekend. They sent bills to Governor Newsom that would create a process to decertify police, ensure warehouse workers are able to take breaks, and ban law enforcement from using tear gas on protesters. It's been a long, long pandemic for California's endurance runners, with so many events postponed or canceled. This weekend marked the running of the first 26.2-mile marathon in the state since the pandemic began. And KPCC Sharon McNary was there.
Some 13,000 runners participated in Saturday's Surf City running events in Huntington Beach, racing distances of 3 miles up to the 26.2-mile marathon. The full marathon attracted 2,500 runners to the course on Pacific Coast Highway, inland to Central Park, and along the beachfront bike path. Surf City Marathon spokesman Dan Cruz said it was a welcome spot of normalcy after 18 months of restrictions and precautions.
You just see so many smiles, so many high fives, so many people just appreciative of what they do, these passions that we love that were taken away from us during a pandemic.
Only one person has participated in one of the Surf City races every single year that it's been held, and that is 81-year-old Dorothy Strand of Orange. She completed the half marathon. I'm Sharon McNary.
Metro bus service back to pre-pandemic levels again, with service added on dozens of bus lines. LA Metro was able to move up getting more buses on the road thanks to the $1.6 million allocated to the LA region's transit systems. The routes, though, are not exactly the same as they were before the pandemic due to Metro's implementing its next-gen bus plan service improvements that started last December. And if you're headed into West Hollywood to shop or eat or do just about anything else, you'll need to take your COVID-19 vaccination card with you. The city now has a mandate requiring people to show proof of vaccination to get in any indoor facility in the city. Unvaccinated people can still go into outdoor spaces in West Hollywood, not though into what's called a covered space. And that rule applies to both public buildings and to private businesses as well. Thank you for listening to the LA Report. I'm Tammy Trujillo. Join us again next time. And meanwhile, you can get more news on LAist.com and listen live at kpcc.org.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.